Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. And one now former Commodore is a little richer this morning.
A little bit. We talked yesterday that we thought that the ante had gone up a little bit for David Price with the signing that Detroit made with their 27th pick overall in the first round. And it proved to be the case. David signed an $11.25 million contract, which I guess is the largest by a draft pick. And it's built into several elements. And one of the reasons this takes so long is it's a rather complicated system, because part of it's minor league money, part of it's major league money, part of it's guaranteed, part of it's not. I think about $8.5 million of it is guaranteed. And then part of his salary is built on how quickly he actually gets to the major leagues. I know they're very excited in talking about that and what his possibilities could be to go there, but it looks like he's gonna. It's a great deal. He gets the signing bonus of, I guess, $5.6 million, which Major League Baseball, actually this whole slotting thing, they had recommended that his signing bonus be a little less than $3 million. So that went out the window.
Yeah, so much for that.
Yeah, so much for that. And so then his salary structured, built again based on how quickly he gets to the majors. They're hoping he develops quickly, because they kind of like their pitching rotation down in Tampa Bay right now. They think they've got some good, young, strong arms, and Scott Kazmir there, and they think that David Price is going to be a great addition.
Joe, is it more on success, on like how he gets people out, that they feel like he's progressing? Is it just success? I mean, how do they judge whether he's ready to go or not? Is it just about getting people out and shutting people down?
I think that's a big part of it. I think they're also going to have a little bit of a question. David is a strikeout pitcher. And actually, kind of, if you flash back to Bull Durham, I think they'd like him to throw a few more ground balls and be a little more democratic about it, just because of the pitch counts. But, I don't think they can argue that he's got the arm. They talked very highly about him. Saying, I know their executive vice president said he may be one of the best amateur pitchers in a long time, and so they're very fired up to have him. He'll go to A ball and start, and see how quickly it takes to work up, and they hopefully will have him in the major leagues. I'm sure in their minds they'd like to have him there by next year.
Well, if he starts striking people out in the big leagues, they won't think it's too fascist. I wouldn't.
No, I don't think they'd mind at all.
Joe, right. What's the plan this year? They're going to send him to the rookie leagues, and he's not going to pitch.
Send him to Class A, which is the short season.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think they'll give him the rest of the year off. We talked earlier, there was so much talk about how much he had thrown through the course of the year with that record, how many pitches he had thrown, and that even if he had signed early, they probably weren't going to go right into battle with him. And so this works out great for them. They can get him some experience. They can get him sort of get his feet wet in pro ball, and then get some time off and get acclimated and get ready to go.
So he will pitch, though?
He will pitch. Okay. He'll work out. Well, he'll work out with them. They say he probably won't pitch. My guess is he actually will. I wouldn't be surprised if he got on the mound at least once just to go through the process.
And Joe, in our final 30 seconds here, it didn't sound like Bobby Johnson was very happy with what went on the field at practice yesterday.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to have those every once in a while. And it was the second practice of the day, and it was full pads, and it was about 175 degrees. And you put all that together, and I think every once in a while the mind tends to wander. And so I'm sure that they had a little bit of a refocusing session and got back together. And they'll be back out there, unfortunately for them, this afternoon, kind of in the heat of the day at about 4:15. So I would anticipate a little more intense focus today. And I should also mention quickly for baseball, Dominic De La Hoza did not sign with Detroit. So there's every reason to believe, at least, that he'll be back here.
Joe, appreciate it as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.